www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when hardly see the road, then I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary life they can't see, then I'll just lift my hand and say, thank you, Lord. I'll lift my hand and say, thank you, Lord. You've been good to me. I'll say, thank you, Lord. And I won't complain. God, He's been good to me. He's been real good to me, more than you or this old world could ever be. He's been so say thank you. You brought me through many that I'll say thank you. You spanned my life over and over again, and I'll say thank you. You woke me up this morning and started me on my way, and I'll say thank you. You've been good to me. Some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be coming from 1 Peter chapter 4. The Amplified Version of the Bible is where I'm going to be taking this text from today, if you're not familiar with that. 1 Peter chapter 4 and the 12th verse. And it reads,
love. Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test you. That is to test the quality of your faith. As though something strange or unusual were happening to you. You may be seated. 1 Peter, or Peter, who was originally known as Simeon, Simon, or Cephas, is the author of this particular book. Peter was one of the first followers of Jesus Christ. He was married and lived in Capernaum on the coast of the Sea of Galilee. 1 Peter, the first letter of Apostle Peter, addresses the persecution of the Christians in living in five regions of Asia Minor. Peter begins by calling his readers beloved or dear friends. And you can actually feel the sincerity as Peter warns the Christians in Asia Minor not to judge God's character by the quality of their circumstances. Because Peter didn't want anyone to believe or expect that there would be only good days. Even when making God-pleasing choices, he wanted us to understand that fiery trials are allowed by God to build character and our faith. The fiery trials that you're experiencing right now, or that you may have experienced, does not mean that you have a lack of faith.
That's right.
Neither does it mean that God is punishing you. As Job's friend suggested when he lost everything.
Yes.
But there are some things in our fleshly nature that needs to be cut off.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you this morning? There are some things that need to be refined and polished in our lives. So God will often allow unexpected difficulties to mature us with a greater dependency on him. There is an old expression that has great significance that was birthed in the old church. That goes something like this. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live and troubles rise, I will hasten to his throne. I'm going to be talking about troubles today, but my text is unexpected tests. I want you to reach over. We can touch a little bit now. I want you to reach over to the neighbor closest to you and just whisper, unexpected,
unexpected
test. Yeah, unexpected test. From the Hebrew, unexpected is distinguished as unlooked for, unforeseen, unanticipated, and unpredicted. In other words, totally caught off guard, blindsided. One of the worst things that could happen to you if you were an athlete. Because when you're blindsided, you take the full blow because you didn't see it coming. In fact, I was taking trash out last Wednesday, my normal route around the house, when suddenly I felt a burning sensation on my ear and in the back of my head and in my back. And it dawned on me in a second that I'm being attacked by yellow jackets. Glasses went one way. The trash went the other way. And I ran down in the ravine trying to save my life. Yeah, unexpected. There are many who have experienced the unexpected. Whether it's unexpected blessings or unexpected tests. The question is, why does God allow the unlooked for, the unforeseen, the unanticipated, and or unpredictable things in the life of believers? This is what I want to enlighten you on today. I want to encourage you this morning that no matter how difficult things may seem in your life, in this present moment, that God has unexpected blessings where suddenly you get the right job when you needed it the most. Or suddenly you're able to pay your mortgage off. Or suddenly you're promoted on a job without the educational background. If you can endure unexpected tests, God can use them to shift things in your favor. Yes. The thing that's often so misunderstood about unexpected blessings is that they don't happen just because you make a wish. But God only endorses unexpected blessings when there is a crisis in an individual's life. Whether it be mentally, physically, financially, or spiritually. So yes, God wants to bless you, and he wants to bless you unexpectedly, but you must understand, watch this, that you will also experience some unexpected trials. And some more severe than others. Elder Dylan H. Oak explains, adversity will be a constant or occasional companion for each of us throughout our life. We cannot avoid it. The question is, how will you react to it? Will our adversities be stumbling blocks? Or will our adversities be stepping stones? One of the major challenges for Christians is not what you deserve, but rather what you don't deserve, what you shouldn't have to go through, what you ain't gonna put up with. You ever said that to yourself? Why am I going through this? Should it have been me? Your faith doesn't improve by what you expect. Your faith becomes more potent by the unexpected tests that you willingly endure. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So your glory is measured by the trials and the tests that you overcome. It deals with resistance. The moment you enter into a gym, every machine that you see builds a certain muscle by.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.